Welcome back to Zone Blitz. Now on to week three of the preseason where we'll face the Carolina Panthers and welcome them into town on Thursday. Ashlyn Sullivan along with John Osier talking quarterbacks all the time. Now we saw some reps taking place at practice today, about 20 minutes of it in the middle of the field. Now, John, on Thursday, do you envision Marone splitting the reps evenly with Chad and Blake? How do you see that happening?
Well, I do, because he said that's what he's going to do all week. So I fully anticipate on Thursday he will go with a split. What we don't know is who's going to start, when it's going to happen. I anticipate Chad Henne probably starting with Blake Bortles coming in. That's just my guess. Right now we don't know, but they will split.
And if you notice, we're not talking much about Brandon Allen. Why is that?
Well, a lot of emails this week, a lot of fans talking about Brandon Allen. He's not really a factor in this two-horse race. If he was, he would be being talked about by Marone as getting reps. Blake Bortles, Chad Henne are the two best quarterbacks on this roster. It's going to be one of those two guys.
And now this is all fun and games until week one of the regular season when you need to know who your guy is. Who do you see getting that starting snap?
Well, that's the $1 million question. And it's, I don't think it's as hay in the barn for Chad Henne as some people think. Blake Bortles, I think, still has a shot at this. The reason it's open, the reason they're both going to play Thursday is he has a chance. That said, the ball is rolling heavily in Chad's direction. Blake has lost that hold he had on the starting job. In the NFL, once momentum starts going away from a guy, it's hard to get it back. I'm going with Chad for week one, but we'll see.
And there you have it. That's your Zone Blitz for this Monday afternoon. We'll see you right back here on Jaguars.com this week.